How did I?
A baker didn't have any upright. A skillet was. There's all both around. They were made out of cast. Now you're getting them back where I was at home.
Okay, good.
They were cast, and your skillet had a rim about that high up. And it would hold rusted grease so you could do fry your chicken in the skillet.
Uh-huh. It would hold what, did you say? It would hold what?
It would hold lots of grease.
I
because
see.
You could fry things in the skillet.
Uh-huh.
A baker didn't have anything. That's why you make a whole cake.
I see. Okay. What's a hoe cake?
Huh?
What is
a hoe cake?
Yeah.
A hoe cake, honey, is some cornmeal and a little water, and you bake him on one side, turn him over and bake him on another.
I see.
You ain't never had a hoe cake, you ain't there.
Okay. Is that flat?
Huh?
Is it flat?
Yeah, it's flat.
It's a flat piece. No, I don't think I ever have.
Now, if you ain't had a hoe cake, now, if you want the best of eating in the world, you'll never get it. That's a ash cake.
What's an ash cake?
An ash cake was one that they used to take cornmeal and water and put it in a shock and put it in the hot embers.
Mm-hmm.
And when it come up, got done, you know the difference between an ember and a coal, don't you?
Well, then the embers.
Embers, E M B E R S.
Yes.
The embers.
Yeah, the embers are the ones that are declining. Right?
Embers is a red hot ashes.
Uh huh.
And you put this ash cake in there, and you went down to Elizabeth's house, and Angeline had a ash cake down there, and you begged out a half of it, and that's the best corn eaten in the world, cornmeal in the world.
Is that right? No, I don't think I've ever had it. What you call a heavy iron pot? That you might use to boil potatoes in.
A pot's all we call it.
All right. How about something to boil water for tea?
Boil for tea? A kettle.
All right. And something you put cut flowers in.
Cut flowers in? You call it a vase, all right.
All right. And at the table, the three implements that you have to eat with.
You got a knife and a fork and a spoon.
All right. Now, what's the plural of knife?
Two knives.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Now, after working in the barn, you might wash your hands before you eat.
Before eating?
Yeah.
You want to water wash them in?
No, that's no. That's what I wanted you to. Yeah. Well. Now, after a large meal, now the woman's going to do the dishes. She'll wash them, and then she'll hold them under clear water, and she'll do what? The dish, to get the soap off.
Are you talking about rinsing the soap off?
Yes. And then something she might use to remove pieces of food from the plates.
Oh, you scratch that out with anything from a cup of the hand to move the food out.
Okay. How about a piece of cloth she might use to?
I was talking about dish rag.
Okay. And then something for drying the dishes.
Well, it would be a cup towel.
All right. Name some different kinds of towels, other than a cup towel. Other kinds of towels you have in the house.
Well, you're getting these lost now.
All right. Well, what would you call just a big towel?
That's a big bath towel.
All right. And then
you have a hand towel. You've gotten the lost on your own housekeeping.
Okay. If you go into the kitchen and you want to get a drink of water, you turn the water on, the water comes out of the what?
Off of the faucet.
All right. And what would you call that outside the house? If you had one on the side of the house, you can put a hose to.
Called a hydrant.